Hey, it's nice to see you again. How have you been since the last time I saw you? I see. That doesn't sound too good. Hey now, I told you not to call me doctor, remember? I'm your therapist, not an MD. Just call me Bunny. I want you to think of me as a friend, okay? Anyways, all right, let's get to it. So, are you still thinking about your ex-girlfriend a lot? Yeah, I know the feeling. It can be hard having to see her all the time after you guys have broken up. Being in the same friend circle makes keeping your distance hard. No, I'm not sure if you should still try to be friends with her. That's for you to decide. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm just here to guide you towards your personal truth, whatever that may be. I want you to do what your heart desires, not what society says you should do. Yeah, of course I'm here for you. I want to help you as much as possible. Have you tried seeing other people since the breakup? So you haven't had much luck then. I see. I know. You're in a rut. You can break out of it, though, I'm sure. I mean, it's probably out of line to say this, but you're a pretty handsome guy. You're fit and masculine, and you know what you want. You know your desires. Oh, really? You're having mechanical problems? I wonder how I can help with that. It seems to me that you need to try something new. I think maybe if you were to get with a girl who's different from your ex, you could get past this blockage. So what would turn you on? Oh, really? You'd like to punish a girl for teasing you? No, I'm not judging at all. That sounds lovely. So, in this scenario, what is the girl wearing? A red baby doll with lace, huh? And she's grabbing the hem and riding it up? That sounds like quite the fantasy. Okay, so next question. What haven't you tried before? What? Oh, you've never had sex on a therapist's couch before. I'm sorry. This is highly inappropriate. That couch is for clients to feel comfortable and not for sex, especially not with me. Let's get back on topic, shall we? So, your ex-girlfriend, have you talked to her at all since the split? Oh, you want to talk to me instead? Well, I mean, sure, you can talk to me as your therapist, but certainly not like, hey, what are you doing? I think you shouldn't be doing this. You should just keep your hands to yourself. I'm your therapist for crying out loud. So why don't you just sit back down? Yeah, of course I really mean it. Why wouldn't I? Well, yes, I do find you very attractive, but that's not the point. Come on, keep your focus. I'm trying really hard to help you with your problem here. No, not that problem. Although your hard-on is a problem for me. Maybe we can come to a compromise. So let's lay out the terms. You wanna fuck me, and I have a licensing board to answer to, and ethics to uphold. Maybe if you made some progress in your therapy, we could work something out that benefits the both of us. Sounds like a good idea? All right, let's get started then. This is gonna be a long and intense session, okay? First, tell me about your ex. Oh, she was a real stunner, huh? There's a good boy. So off goes my shirt. Let's see how far you get with this. So your ex-girlfriend, what was her favorite position? I see. Well, bye-bye, my little skirt. And, did she scream your name or whisper it into your ear? Whoops, there goes my bra. And, how well did you fuck her? Do you wanna fuck me even harder? Good answer. Oh, look at that. There goes my panties. Oh, no. Sit your ass back down. I'm the therapist, so I'm the one in charge here. You do what I say like a good little boy, you hear? Oh, you wanna touch me? You wanna ravage me and make me your little cum slut? Is that what you wanna do? Hey, did I say you could fucking touch yourself? Put your hands down. That's right. I'm not gonna let you move while I pin you down like this. You thought you could dominate me, huh? You thought you could make me your little fucking whore. Have your way with me and use and abuse me? Think again. You're my patient now. You're getting so hard for me and I haven't even touched your fucking cock yet. Now I'm gonna let go, but don't you dare fucking touch your cock. Oh no. No, you're gonna have to watch me touch myself like a good little boy and wait for your turn. Now spit on my fingers. Oh yeah. You like how I'm spreading my pussy wide open and using you as lube? You wanna see me stick my fingers in one by one? Oh yeah. You like that, huh? You like watching me please myself. Oh, yes. Hey, what did I say? I told you to keep your hands off. You need to be patient. I think you need to learn your lesson, so take your belt off. Just do it. All right, now I'm gonna tie your hands with your own fucking belt so you do as I say when I say it. I told you this therapy was going to be intense. Here now, lick the juice off my fingers. Yeah, just like that. Just like that, baby. Now lay down and fucking choke on my pussy while I sit on you. Don't you dare fucking stop. I want you to eat me out so well you forget to breathe. Oh, yeah. and then let me slide your cock between my tits. Yeah, just like that. Just like that. Are you getting even harder? Are you getting fucking hard for me? Good. You better be. Alright. Well, it looks like you've earned your keep. Let me untie you. Oh, is your cock hurting from not coming? Oh, don't worry. I'm not completely evil. I am a therapist, after all. Oh no, you've been a good boy so far. But you still can't touch me. I'm an ethical therapist, so you're just gonna have to settle for watching. Yeah, stroke that cock, baby. Does it turn you on to watch me finger fuck myself like this? Oh, fuck. Yeah, milk that big dick for me, baby. Oh. Go faster for me. Are you gonna come? Are you gonna come, huh? Let's come together. Oh, come on my fucking tits. Yeah, just like that. Just all over them. Oh. Now lick off every last drop. That's right. Yeah, just like that. Lick it off my nipples. Yeah, just like that. Do you like the taste of yourself? Oh, there's a good little patient. Well, I think we've made tremendous progress with your therapy. But I think you still have a long way to go, so I'll see you next week. You better be on time.